This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy holidays to everybody. It's Baskin and Phelps. I'm the Baskin. Phelps is not here. Tom Withers is in today. I'm struggling a little bit with a voice, so we'll see how it sounds. I might sound like Pharrell on the bench for most of it. And then I'll get 15 idiots that will text me or tweet me throughout the day and go, "You sick, you should stay home." I am not sick in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, you're sick.
I'm not sick. I mean, I might be sick-minded if that's the case. But no, it's just that I get this little thing every year, and it's just like, it's, you know, the weather changes. Then, you know, your sinuses are going. So just bear with me. If you hate me, then you don't have to listen to me today, and that'll be great because that would make, like, every other day. But Tom Withers is here, and I'm that's all that really matters.
I'm not Jeff Phelps. Hi.
Yes. How are you?
The weather changes here? Oh, my goodness, right?
Amazing.
This has been unbelievable.
Much like quarterbacks, yes.
Yeah, we've gone from an ominous start to winter with snow on Thanksgiving to we're going to have 55 on Christmas Day. So
hey, we survived. The days are getting longer now, right?
I love that optimism right
there.
That's
how we have to look at this. The draft will be here before you know it. If you need a quarterback, you can go get yourself a quarterback. Tom, I was out for the last couple of days. I did a 60-hour jaunt over to Nashville on a bus with a hockey team. We went, came back. So it was a lot of fun.
How'd we do?
Oh, we played great. I didn't play. The kids played great.
Gold medal great?
No, it was a couple of games and okay. Then just came back and big game today, gigantic hockey game today that nobody cares about. Keith's in the room. He's probably going to throw me out the door because I brought it out. But Ignatius and Gilmore play today. It's at 2:00. So
where's that at?
It's at Gilmore.
Okay.
So, and you know, Ignatius is always tough, powerhouse. Then
sure.
Like, you know, they always play really well. So, so we'll see what happens today. I want to see what happens in that game. But we drove down there, experienced Buc-ee's for the first time. Have you ever been to Buc-ee's?
I have. So charter bus, like
it's sort of
side like of Posse, like
yeah, it was
not your standard school bus. Like
no,
you guys
but
did
at
it the
first
right
I thought
way.
I thought
Gilmore we're, Academy. After
yeah,
that.
I thought we were going to take a school bus, but then we ended up taking. You're a jerk. But no, I thought we were taking a school bus, and we ended up taking like this extended kind of limo type bus that you probably would put your family in if you were having a funeral.
So did you play against teams from down there then?
A couple of Tennessee teams,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
They play hockey in Tennessee.
Oh, we went to the Predators game, too.
Smashville.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was so much fun. What
yeah.
a great place.
I've heard.
To be honest with you, I've never really spent any time down there, and I didn't spend a whole lot of time downtown, but we saw the Predators play the Maple Leafs on Saturday night.
And their game experience is supposed to be one of the best in the league. Like, I'm not a huge aficionado of the game experience in NHL arenas, but that's what I've heard. Yeah.
No, but you can see where like little things have been stolen from other arenas and that you do this and you don't do that. But the whole Smashville thing is cool. And then the games we played at were in the Predators practice arena.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
That was, it was neat. It's not, I mean.
So high end and really
no, it's really nice, but it is not nicer than the Lemieux Center in Pittsburgh, which is just absolutely fantastic. Like that place is so cool. And like any kid that gets a chance to take, it's not a very long drive over there. If you have like a Muni game or something over there. So it's a lot of fun. I know we bored everyone to death with hockey and that's the reason I've been out the last couple of days, but you know, you got a kid who's a senior, you want to go watch as much as you can when it's, you know, on your final ride.
And you got a Smashville throat going for you.
I know, and now I do. But I wasn't.
You sound great. You're a little more baritone than usual, Andy Baskin.
It wasn't like I was yelling or screaming. So, but I was fortunate. And this is the other cool part about life now, I think, because I think about when we were young and we would take the kids on the road and you would have a DVD player, right? And you'd be like, oh, good, we can watch all these DVDs for her. Now you watch everything live. So, like, I was watching the Browns game the whole way home and I was just like, oh my God. So I was just like, what are we doing? Like, especially at the end of the game, I was getting super frustrated because the feed was cutting out a little bit. And I was just like, what? Oh, no. Ah.
This is what we talk about. Yeah. Everybody's rational from Monday through Saturday. And Sunday at 1 o'clock comes and we all lose our minds.
Yeah, I was like,
Happens every week.
I was hoping, I'm like, okay, we got to get these games over because I got to get on the bus because I want to watch the game at 1 o'clock. And they're like,
you had morning games then before.
Yeah, we had morning games on Sunday and then we took off. Okay. But it was just one of those, you know, I think that's the first. I can't tell you the last time I missed a Browns game, like at home.
Yeah,
it's been years. I cannot remember the last time I missed a Browns home game.
Well, it had been like 26 for me before this year, and I did.
Yeah.
Not,
I oh, Tom, you have no idea how weird it is to look into your seat and be like, "Where's Tom?"
You want to know something? I didn't go to a single game this year.
Oh my God!
I know.
How do you feel? You know what? I got. Hey Dan, tell me if this is true or not. He looks younger, doesn't he?
He definitely looks more refreshed and probably a little warmer, too.
You look healthier. Some people are on Mounjaro or any of those other things. You're on Don't Go to Browns Games. That's great.
It's been strange, but I also try to, you know, because I'm out there at least once or twice a week for either the AP or for Scott Petrak and the Elyria Chronicle, I end up, like, bothering Scott during the game and texting him. Because here's the other thing, and I didn't realize this.
Now, you could go if you wanted to go, right?
Oh,
if
course.
You wanted to put in for credentials, you're getting credentials.
Yeah, okay. And my son goes. He's got season tickets, and he took his mom, who was a Bills fan.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So we had a divided household on Sunday, which was kind of fun.
Did you fly one of those stupid flags in front of your house?
Did not do that.
Good for you. Yeah. Okay, congratulations.
No, thank you. So I've stayed in tune with it, which I didn't realize how often that the TV broadcast team, and you know this from as a media guy, gets the information before the press box does. Especially in injuries.
Oh, yeah.
So I was trying to relate. Anytime there's like a guy, you know, the Judkins thing, for instance, and they never really gave any specifics. They never showed a replay, which I thought was...
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't. Which, I mean, we've all seen enough of the Joe Theismann type
situation.
Do we
really think he's coming back as fast as he... they were saying?
Broken bone, dislocated ankle? Yes, he can. Now, the thing I worry about Judkins, and we can talk about this as we go along today. The thing I worry about Judkins is he's going to be prone to injuries only because of the way he runs. I mean,
it's Nick Chubb. Doesn't feel like Nick Chubb?
Every play, it's like the last carry on earth, right? And he's fighting for extra yardage. And that's endearing about him. That's what you love about him. But he's got to be a little bit more in self-preservation mode as he goes forward.
It makes you wonder about Fannin, too, then, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I didn't think about that until you just said that.
Good point, though. But in terms of his injury, though, it's obviously, you know, thank goodness there was no knee ligament damage, right? And that is something that his bones can heal. And so, you know, you hope he comes back, you know, I would think by the beginning of camp, you know, roughly, it's probably about a 6 month deal. The other, unfortunately for Judkins, though, he was going to an offseason where he could work on other things except for rehabbing an injury right now.
Right.
So now his offseason shifts as well, which is very different.
I didn't know what to expect in that game. I thought they played a lot better than I thought they were going to. I thought they were going to get just completely blown out.
Maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I
had this feeling. I was like, this could be really ugly, really bad. The stadium could turn on them really quick, especially with a ton of Bills fans. I couldn't get a feel from TV, and I remember I had a chance to ask anybody.
I was told,
what was the percentage?
About 60-40, I was told, Bills.
60-40 Bills.
Yeah, that's...
And what do you think this week's going to be like?
Wow. Be a lot of towels.
You pretend you're at Cleveland Heights. How's that sound? That's about it. It's going to be black and gold all over the place. Man, I don't even want to think about that yet. So why did you think that they would be better this week?
First of all, I thought it was kind of like one of those quote-unquote trap games for the Bills, right? Coming off an emotional win at New England the week before where they make the big comeback. I've watched the Bills enough this year to know that while they're a very good team and potentially an AFC, you know, championship team, they've got their issues. You know, they've had a bunch of injuries on defense. They tend to give up big plays, which they did again on Sunday against the Browns. And, you know, given that Miles was going for the sack record, the way this defense has played for the most part for 80% of this year, right? They've been one of the best units in the NFL. I thought they would hang. And so I had it like as a 27-17 game, ended up being 23-20. I think disappointing from a Shador standpoint. And I assume we're going to talk about him at some point over the next 4 hours.
You think?
That last drive was...
Did I just Bart Swain you? You think?
That last drive was disappointing just from the standpoint that, you know, they had a chance to either tie it or potentially win the game, and it didn't happen. Obviously, there was a breakdown in the offensive line. Obviously, Shador's got to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker on some of those crucial downs, particularly that 4th and 2 earlier in the game. But, it was a tough way for it to end. But I came away from it as like kind of a positive. Although there's an L.
It was a good loss? Is that what you're saying?
No, I hate that. I hate that expression as well. It's all about winning, period. Bottom line, full stop. However, you know, we did see some progress out of Sanders once again. Unfortunately, the Judkins injury kind of overshadows things in a way. You know, I thought the defense played again well. The half sack that Miles got, we can talk about that. I mean, Merry Christmas, right? Here's another half sack coming from New York. That was bizarre.
I didn't understand. I was like, wait, they decided to give him half a sack?
Yeah, only because they finally determined that Allen had given himself up, and then it basically became first guy to the quarterback. And I thought Graham got there first, but they both basically just put one hand on him, so they just split the sack down the middle, which was it was just weird. And then from what I understand, and I didn't know it in the stadium, I guess the last play was Shador at the goal line ended up going from being grounding to a safety to not a safety to 4th and 32. It was like, okay, can we cover everything here, refs?
And then you decide to punt too on top of that. I didn't have a problem with that.
I didn't either. Untenable situation. I mean, you're just gonna what are you gonna do there, right? Throw it up for grabs, maybe, and get a PI, maybe.
And then just give him the points.
But I just be afraid.
You're basically giving,
And I wouldn't want him to set up there, though, and give up another blindside sack.
His spatial awareness, I like where we are with Shador. I think it's kind of given them.
I do, too.
It's given me hope to think that they may not need to draft a quarterback.
It's given them an option. That's exactly right, Andy, yeah.
And, but he just like, it seems like every game he's in the end zone and... is he going to get an intentional grounding? Are we going to get a holding on this call? It's like that safety play seems to be in play all the time.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is like when he's under pressure, and obviously we see it coming from the blind side, right? And we're all screaming, run, run, run. He's got to have that.
Well, we get to see everything. That's the other thing I think people have allotted.
I know.
There's such a difference between when you're on the field watching what's happening and when you're up in the stands.
Yeah.
And you see, and you're like, how did he not see that? Well, there might have been an offensive lineman standing in front of his
way. But there's that sense of timing that he's got to develop, and he will with repetition, right? When he knows he's got to abandon the pocket, I got to go then. Like, I can't be like, you know, kind of half whatever in it, out of the pocket and looking for somebody downfield. You got to go. These are bigger, faster guys. They're going to run you down.
All right. So where do we stand then? Because one of the questions that I kept getting over and over and over again is, what are they going to do when this thing's all said and done at the end of the year? And are we sitting here wondering, do you take the coach and the general manager? Do you take one or the other? Do you take none? And I mean leaving, not taking to the streets.
Yeah.
And I keep going back to this. If you're going to fire one of those two or both of those two, you better know who your replacement's going to be.
Well,
you cannot go into this blind, open search kind of like, and I understand, but we live in a day and an age where I just think if you go into an offseason and you don't have some sort of plan with at least three names that you think will take the job if it's available, then you need to think about what you're really doing.
I think you laid that out perfectly, Andy. I think that's where they're at right now. And my understanding is that no decision has been made. But I think those are the meetings that are going on. And obviously, these are the first ones that have not been led by Paul DePodesta
right.
in numerous years. And hopefully, they are not calling him in Colorado to seek any kind of advice. That's what's happening right now, I think, Andy, is that they're, you know, they're taking a broader look at all of this. And I know fans out there will say, well, what more do you need to see? You know, they're 6-25 or whatever the number is over the last two seasons. It's probably even worse than that. So again, I get back to, and I know I spoke to you and Jeff about this in the past. I don't know we necessarily have a good feel on what the real expectations were of this ownership group coming into this year, right?
Right.
Now, we've talked about, you know, what we heard out of D and Jimmy at the owners' meetings, what we heard from them before camp opened up, which was 3 wins isn't going to cut it again. However, you've had all these other variables here in place.
He also said, though, that we would see the young quarterbacks throughout the season. And Jimmy did.
And how many teams in the league have been charged with developing 2 rookie quarterbacks, oh, by the way, and trying to win? You know better than I do, Andy.
Oh, it's
You're a coach.
Disaster.
You can't develop and win at the same time. You can develop and then win. They don't happen concurrently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially at that position, the toughest position that there is in all of sports. And, you know, again, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, I know, but, you know, the fact that they got off of this quarterback plan as early as they did, which is still mystifying to me. I still don't understand, you know, the Kenny Pickett trade followed by the Flacco trade, et cetera.
And by the way, I think that's where things went sideways with Kevin.
I agree with you.
Andrew never spoke about it, too. Hang on a second. Hold that thought for a second.
Yeah. We got plenty to get.
I mean, you're on a roll, man. I'm here and I'm enjoying the fun. So Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at noon. Daryl Ryder at noon, Mary Kay Cabot at 11. We'll do a little rapid fire. I can't wait to talk about the Buckeyes, Buckies, all these things coming on up. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.